In the studio this week, we have Anna Stevens, who returned last July after a non-stop voyage round the world alone. Anna, welcome to the programme. Tell me, how did you get interested in sailing?
Well, although I was a teacher of sports in a school for a while, it wasn't until I started working for a travel agency that I first went sailing. A colleague invited me, and I loved it straight away. After that, I went on several sailing holidays with friends in the Mediterranean.
So where did you get the idea to sail round the world alone?
Well, I read a book, High Adventure was the title, which was about a woman sailing alone, and it really impressed me. I suddenly knew what I wanted to do with my life. So I gave up my job and talked a friend into lending me his boat. It was a bit old and rusty, but basically fine. I then spent the next few months mending the boat.
Did you take the boat out to sea to test it?
Well, that was the problem. I had planned to spend 3 weeks seeing how the boat performed at sea, but after 6 days I had to return because it got damaged in bad weather.
Oh.
That was good, really, because if I'd had 3 weeks of good weather, I wouldn't have realised what problems I needed to sort out.
What did people say when you had to turn back?
Oh, some of them thought this proved I wasn't ready for the trip. I would have preferred to carry on with my preparations without telling anybody, but because I relied on money from a number of local companies, they all had to be kept informed of my progress.
Right. Once you finally set out and you were out there alone, did you never feel lonely?
Well, yes, I did, but that wasn't my main problem. The trip was ruined for me by the boat making such slow progress that I got bored. I wanted to be doing something all the time. The only time I really felt busy was in the Southern Ocean, where there were enormous storms and I had plenty to think about all the time.
Were the storms really frightening?
No, they were the really exciting part. My main difficulty was when I got back home and people didn't believe I'd really done it.
Why did that happen?
Well, as soon as I returned, I got on the phone to the World Sailing Club to say that I had successfully completed the trip and what did I have to do to get my certificate. They told me to fill in all the forms, etc. Then, on television, people began to say that it was strange, although I claimed to have sailed around the world, I'd not been in touch with any ships along the way. Well, that's what started it. After that, the newspapers were saying I hadn't made the trip at all.
So how did you manage to convince people?
Well, I showed the sailing club my diaries, which I'd been very careful to keep up to date throughout the trip, and they checked them and gave me a certificate. I even got an apology from the newspapers in the end.
And what will your next challenge be?
I haven't got any firm plans as yet, but I'm writing a book about the trip.
Well, thank you, Anna. We look forward to reading all about it.